Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man.
It's good to have you listening. Today, we got word, and it is out there now, that one of the most controversial plays in the National Football League has been upheld. It is not going anywhere, at least not right now. And the NFL owners, they needed 24 votes to ban the tush push. They only got 22. I say only. That's two votes shy. The big news coming out of the owners' meetings is that Jason Kelce basically gave a speech to the owners trying to tell them how safe this was, how beneficial it is for the game. It's not the Eagles' fault that everybody else doesn't do it. And so I guess those two owners, Mike, who said, maybe he's right, swayed their vote. Huh. And Jason Kelce, along with Jeffrey Lurie, who owns the Eagles, addressed the owners before they made this vote. Now, let's talk about this, Mike, because here's the thing, and this is what I believe, guys. I'm putting all this out on the table. The NFL's about two things: entertainment, safety. Safety, entertainment.
Well, the perception of safety.
Safety, entertainment.
They didn't give a crap about safety until all of a sudden a bunch of veterans sued them over concussions. But I guess safety, yes.
Safety, you're right, because that is the perception. You're absolutely right. But those perceptions are real, and here's the deal. What's entertaining about the tush push? The owners themselves were given a memo, Mike, by the safety committee, whatever that's worth, that said, this play is not safe.
How? Now, how is it unsafe?
Now, look, I don't believe that. That was never my thing. Yeah. But my point is, the things that they allegedly care about and the committee that they've appointed to take care of these kinds of things and say, hey, take a look at this, tell us what you think, give us the analytics, they came back and said, it's probably not a good play. The point I'm making is the owners are contradicting themselves here by not banning the tush push. Now, Mike, I think next year it's probably gone. You're two votes away. You got enough people in the room who are contemplating it. This was not a landslide. So I am not necessarily disappointed. I just feel like it's an ugly play. It's not entertaining. And certainly, if you want to talk about the safety side of it, again, nobody's saying that today because the percentage of the folks that voted don't believe that there's a safety factor in this, and neither do I. But everybody's like, oh, this is great. Is it?
Well, I mean, two ways to look at it. First off, the safety thing is nonsense. I mean, I've never seen the tush push executed where all of a sudden somebody on the team goes, ah, and falls out of the line and is writhing in pain. And that hasn't happened on either team. Other than that one sequence in the NFC Championship where guys were throwing themselves over the line, it got to be ridiculous. But I will say this. I just think there's a degree of, I don't know, call it hubris, call it ego, where certain offensive coordinators, it's beneath them to take something, because again, the Wildcat was something that a number of teams, three quarters of NFL teams, had a version of the Wildcat when that became popular, going all the way back to Houston Nutt. you know, at Arkansas/Ole Miss. And then the NFL stole it. And then, okay, the short yardage. Go back to the years since 16-17. Short yardage is one of our bugaboos. Pass rush, red zone, short yardage. The Falcons, how many times have we had to go finesse, Carl? And now we're throwing on fourth down because we can't get a yard. Because why? Because we don't have the imagination or we're not willing to copycat? See, to me, there's a number of teams could utilize this play. I don't know why they don't, but I think it's un-American to take something that somebody's been innovative enough to make successful and only one team's doing it and then take it away. That's just my two cents.
Yeah, the other team that's doing it, though, Mike, is Buffalo.
But their version isn't the same. It isn't as effective.
Well, why?
Because they don't do it right. They don't do it as well. They use Josh Allen off tackle.
It's a quarterback sneak. How do you do it right?
Josh Allen off tackle. Because not everybody has the kind of athleticism Jalen Hurts brings to the table.
Yeah.
And the lower body strength.
Look, Josh is a bigger dude. He's 6'5". He's 250. He's a bigger guy. But yes, I hear you. Two teams are technically running this more than anybody else. Green Bay was the team that complained the most about it, guys. They were the team that submitted this proposal. Right. And then in the spring, the owner said, we'll look at it in a couple of months. That was today.
Kyle Shanahan, disciple, offensive genius, too proud to try it.
Well, look, here's what's funny.
that's my two cents worth on Matt LaFleur.
The teams that voted against this, and this is according to Adam Schefter, it's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The teams that voted against the proposal,
Eagles,
Ravens.
Right.
Right? Browns, Lions, Jags, Dolphins, Patriots, Saints, Jets, and Titans. So, again, these are the owners of those teams saying, raising their hand or how the hell
and
they vote.
And Vrabel, maybe Bob Kraft goes, hey, Mike, you know, what do you think of this? And Vrabel's a guy that's always looking for an edge. Remember,
yes.
Vrabel's a guy that outsmarted Belichick in that playoff game one time. So I think Vrabel goes, hey, man, I don't know if we're going to get one going, but I like it. You know,
yes.
I mean, it's you're outsmarting the competition. Stop it. You can't stop it. You can't stop it. Don't outlaw it.
Well,
to me, that's not fair.
Okay, so here's the deal. Are more teams going to incorporate it? And to your point, Mike, now, okay, the owners have spoken. Falcons, you guys going to do something like this? We're going to run some motion and put Kyle Pitts under center and run a Falcon push?
Hey,
what are we doing?
Tyler Allgeier, whoever you think's got the low center of gravity and the ability to move the pile, along with whoever's pushing from behind.
But see, this is the deal. I think there are coaches who dislike this so much, Mike, to your point, the ego and pride, they won't incorporate it.
Right.
And they won't allow their offensive coordinators to incorporate it. I don't think, by the way, this is going to be an epidemic across the NFL where you're going to see every Sunday, and here it comes again, the tush push. This is the Lions version. This is the Packers version. This is the Jaguars version. I don't think we're going to see that. What do you guys think? 404-726-0929. I never liked the aesthetics of it. I think the league is about entertaining us, and that is with play calling and playmakers making plays. This is not that. That was always my argument. But at the end of the day, they get it. They avoid the tush push being banned by two votes. And I said this, next year, they're going to go back into this room, whether it's tabled in the spring or they do it at the same time, it'll be different place. And Mike, this will be back on the table because somebody this year is going to lose because of this play, and then go, this is dumb. And right now, they don't feel that way.
Right. And so we'll see now. If more teams, to Carl's point, where they weren't willing to go down this road, we're not going to reinvent our playbook or at least put this in our playbook just to have it get taken away. I don't know. Maybe that was part of it. But I just think you can go back, guys. I mean, there's a number of Falcon games over the years where how many times Carl and I come on the radio on Monday or if it was Tuesday from a Monday night game. You believe that fourth down bull blank? That we couldn't get a yard? Matt. And by the way, Matt Ryan, for all the great things Matt did here, never a great quarterback sneak. You know, I mean, and I just, for whatever reason, it was just one of those things we never executed that well.
Dude, we've run jet sweeps on fourth down that
correct.
I've lost my mind on. I mean, like, what are we doing?
Four wideouts on fourth
correct.
Down. I
correct.
Mean, these are things we've done because we can't.
Yes.
That's why I'm saying, as a guy, yes, it's ugly unless it's your team. It's disgustingly boring unless it's your team doing it effectively. And look, the Eagles are on top of the world. To me, it's just something that we have needed, could have used, probably won't ever do it because Rod doesn't like it, but there you have it.
Eagles, by the way, on social media, immediately after the vote came out, flexing with a picture of them playing the Packers with the statement, push on. And this is basically them saying, screw off. This is our thing, and we're going to continue to do it. But I'm going to say this again. I really believe the Kelce conversation, because hearing from a player, sometimes it reaches owners in a way that other owners can't. And I think Kelce being in the room and whatever he said was effective, and I think it helped the situation today for this particular vote. But again, I'm on this corner, guys, and we'll see next year, because they do this every year. This is the brilliance of the NFL. The NFL goes, this is working, this is not working. You know what? The onside kick, it's dumb. Why can't we have an onside kick during any point in the game?
Right.
So they've changed that. Now I just have to announce, hey, we're about to onside kick. Safety reasons. Safety.
But again, but what? How?
Safety.
But then, but the safety angle.
Because, if you randomly do it, you have guys, again, colliding and doing all these things that they don't want.
But the safety angle, as I said, it's hypocritical of the NFL because they didn't care about safety for 75, 80 years of this league. And now it's this big push. But guys, if you're not going to have a kickoff, just take the kickoff away. All right, just give your team gets the ball at the 20, we'll start that way. Because these thousand tiny cuts of what we're doing now, where you basically have a scrum 5 yards across from each other, it's just ridiculous. It's a dangerous sport. Part of the excitement of the sport is, yes, I don't want to see somebody carried off with his head taped to a board, if I can help it, but it's still an exciting play fans would love to see, and you've taken it away.
But there's nothing exciting about the tush push.
But it's an effective play. There's nothing exciting about a lot of plays in the NFL.
There's nothing exciting about it. And to your point, the kickoff, you're right. It's what I want to see, too. Right. We're never going to get back to what we grew up with. But I want to see guy have a chance to really make a play.
It's not exciting for 31 teams unless you're the team that's getting the yard to sustain the drive or getting the yard to put you in the end zone. That's a pretty exciting play.
It's not an exciting play to watch, Mike.
If I've got Jalen Hurts in my fantasy league, it's a pretty exciting play for me.
Yeah. How many times did he score on that? I don't know. He got a bunch of first downs, but I don't know how many times he scored on it.
Anything that helps my team, again, that's the thing. If there were 10 or 11 teams doing this, it would be a completely different argument. Nobody likes Philadelphia. There's a lot of pettiness about them in the Super Bowl and the fact they have this play.
I'll raise my hand. I'm one of those people. No problem.
Aesthetically, it's not great. But again, how many times you're in the stands at a Georgia game? Why don't they throw the bomb? Because when you run it up the middle and you don't break for a big gain, that's kind of boring too. Maybe we should ban running plays up the middle.
No, all I'm saying is let's not be a hypocrite and say that one thing is boring or not exciting when the other play that we're talking about isn't.
Ball carrier in the play. Having a guy not able to return a kick is not exciting. Having a touchback after touchback, you know, you have the music pumping, get things going, you move the kick up so far up now, it's okay, touchback. Nothing happens. At least the ball is getting moved a yard or two for a score, potential first down.
Boo! What do you guys think, man? 404-726-0929. It's Dukes and Bell. Push it lives.
At least for another year. We're going to see. Here's new news, by the way, and we want to get your thoughts on this. I'm actually excited about this. Bills are going to participate in Hard Knocks during training camp.
All right.
This is a Super Bowl contender. You want to get behind the fingernails or underneath the fingernails of Josh Allen and company. I think they're on the cusp of being there.
McDermott's a real prickly guy, so I'm sure he's not exactly thrilled over this prospect.
And then the NFC East, Cowboys, Commanders, Giants, Eagles, are going to focus on the in-season Hard Knocks. Now, for those of you who haven't watched that, I actually enjoyed that a lot.
Much more's going on.
Yes, because you're in season. Now, right. But again, you know, we're getting it late because they're going to film it, and obviously it's not going to be released every week, you know, on time, but... I like the fact of the Bills being the team that's going to be on Hard Knocks. So there we have it. Commissioner Roger Goodell announcing that. And so, Mike, who are we talking about getting it? We were talking about somebody getting it because of the quarterback situation.
Oh, Cleveland.
Cleveland, that's right.
I mean, that would have been the ideal scenario with Shedeur Sanders trying to work his way over three quarterbacks to get the starting job. So that would be one, certainly, not to mention, you know, the owner's a nut. And the coach is always on the hot seat. There's been a lot of drama in Cleveland, but they've already done it. They did it with Hugh Jackson years ago.
Yeah. Rich McKay, by the way, saying, I'm just looking at
now,
this.
Rich is a lawyer. He can come on the show right now and tell us this guy is red.
They're all lawyers. Rich McKay said, talking about the player health and safety and owner healthy and safety committee. That's what I was talking about earlier.
Right.
Saying it was unanimously proposed by the competition committee that the player and health and safety committee that they told the owners this is not something you want to probably do. But 24 votes were the votes.
But why? How? I've never seen a guy get injured on this play. And you get helmet to helmet on every single line of scrimmage contact play. So there's this. It's a lie. They're lying to you. They just don't like it. Here's what Carl said. Unless you're an Eagles fan, it looks like a boring play.
Oh, it's boring. Hey, we're coming back. We got a lot to chop up, man. Want to hear from you guys. Braves lose to the Nats. Not a good night for Spencer Strider. And here comes OKC.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
The Tush Push has been banned. The Tush Push has been banned.
It has not been banned. You did not get the votes. The Tush Push lives.
It's been banned.
We need to adopt a Tush Push when we have short yardage issues.
We're not going to.
We never will, but we should have. Because a lot of teams could use it.
Rod didn't like it. He's admitted that. Look, I'd be shocked. But maybe, Mike, there's a little spite here. Maybe some teams go, okay, screw it, NFL. Hey, we're going
to
do it.
Well, if you play the Eagles, I mean, like I said, I mean, there's ways to do it. You got to find some dudes who've got some serious leg strength to move that pile. You got to have some. First off, the Eagles have one. That's another thing. Born of jealousy. The Eagles have one of the best, if not the best, offensive line historically. Get better in the trenches, bruh.
Don't we have a pretty good offensive line?
You know, yeah, we're pretty good, but if you've got a leaner line that's more zone blocking, maybe you don't have the lead in your dumper to pull it off.
Yeah. NFL needed 24 votes from the owners today to ban it. They did not get that. They got 22. So it's here to stay, at least for another year. RJ, Mike, Dukes piling multiple players behind the quarterback and pushing him forward creates a mess of bodies in a confined space, increasing the risk of lower body injuries, especially for the defenders.
In the words of my good friend Carl Dukes, who? 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 Who came up lame? Who was carted off the field after the never, because it hasn't happened. I had some dude, and I'm not even going to call you a nitwit, sir, out of respect, but a guy named RJ goes, recent example would be Chris Jones in the Super Bowl. No, it isn't. Chris Jones was rushing the passer.
That's true.
When he came up lame, it had nothing to do with the tush push.
Yeah, that's true.
You guys can't even find an example to cite. And by the way, real quick, just to double down, Carl and I were talking during the break. When they say they care about player safety, they're lying to you. Do you know how much money the NFL has invested in helmet safety? Less than $60 million.
They're trying.
Yes. Right now, they've awarded a $1.5 million in grant funding to an additional $1.37 million last year to help teams create better helmet prototypes. Okay, this is the richest league on the freaking planet.
They got to figure the right helmet out.
This is a multi-billion dollar. I mean, you're making $10 billion net. Okay, and now you're so do the percentage on that. So don't talk to me about player safety when you're giving me peanuts for the thing that matters most, which is concussions. Mike, so you are lying to
me. When you're talking about cracking skulls, you have to do the research. Okay,
yes,
and to do the adequate research takes time.
Yes.
The NFL
and
is
money,
working towards
and
this.
Money, and they're not spending the money.
They're working towards this. I am being real
tell
with you,
truth.
Though.
Tell the truth.
I am yes, the great Will Smith movie, right? I am being honest with you though when I tell you if you were to ask. Anybody in the front office of the NFL league office. These are the two things they care about. Entertainment and safety. And Mike, here's the deal. Whether they did it 30 years ago, it doesn't matter. The research has shown what they were doing was getting people killed. CTE is real, right? So once you realize that, it's like airline safety. Guys, I know some of you don't remember this. You used to be able to smoke while you were flying on a flight.
Mm-hmm.
It's not safe, okay?
It's not healthy.
Well, that's after the fact that it's not safe.
It's funny. You were off last week. I was telling Abe about flying over to Europe in the back of the plane.
The fact that you're on a plane with jet fuel. Hello? And people used to put out cigarettes with their feet right there in the department.
Well, the fuel tank is
get out of here. They closed the curtain. Yeah. My point is, when the airlines realized, you know what, this is not what we need to be doing, they changed. The NFL did the same thing. I'm just simply telling you, those are the two things they care about. And my issue with that is, and this is why I'm upset about it, mm-hmm. Mike, is because they are contradicting themselves by saying what they're saying, but yet they're allowing this play to continue.
Well, again, I mean, like, nobody wants to see the DeMar Hamlin situation. You don't want to ever see a guy, you think he's dead on the field. We understand that. And that was a unique situation with literally at 1/1000th of a second of a heartbeat. But the thing about football, just let me go off on this limb for 1 minute. NASCAR. Why is NASCAR's ratings down? Why is NASCAR taking a hit the last 20 years? Because after Dale Earnhardt died, they made the cars too safe. The racing sucked. Quality of racing went down the tubes. And then, unfortunately, there's certain things that are inherently dangerous that makes things more exciting. And nobody wants to talk about that because it's ghoulish to say it. But there is something more exciting about the big hit. You know, for 30 years, we marketed the videotape. When you order your SI, you got the biggest hits of 1987. So as you said, they understand after some lawsuits, can't do that no more. But there's still something dangerous about the sport. You take away some of the better plays, the more exciting plays, to me, you lessen the interest for me in the sport. Now, they're not there yet, but eventually they will cross over to that point.
Yeah, no, look, I will tell you, and I've said this, and I've had a lot of discussions with coaches about this, because it's like, is football less than it was 15, 20, 25, 30 years ago? And all I will tell you is go down on the sideline. These guys are hitting. It's still real. These guys are banging each other up. The sounds of the game are still similar. The difference is, Mike, I necessarily, and as a fan, I don't want to see an unprotected wide receiver go across the middle and get his head blown off. I don't want to see that because, to your point, now we're taking guys off on stretchers. That is not what they're trying to do. But guess what? To see a guy come with the forearm or the mm-hmm. shoulder and hit a guy properly is still effective. It's still a blast.
Right.
You know, you see a guy get blasted, it's still the same thing, but a head-to-head hit, I don't want to see that.
I mean, we go back, and we joked around about this a few months ago. You watch those hits from, like, the 70s and the 80s. It's like...
No remorse.
Not only would guys be penalized, they'd be arrested in some cases. You might even see dudes handcuffed when you see the clothesline. You see some of the hits of the Raiders in the old days, in the AFC, etc. All I'm saying is... Yes, they tell you it's safety, but to me, I'm sorry. I think NFL ownership is management. It's hypocritical, it's disingenuous, and it's window dressing. But, you know, so be it.
All right, want to remind you guys that you can join 92.9 The Game in Allie Mack this Saturday from 10 to noon. That's 10 a.m. to noon at Calavan Kia in Lithia Springs. Allie's going to be out there. Atlanta's largest selection of new Kias and over 350 used cars. Don't miss your chance to score on a 5-day cruise also for two with every car sold. That's Saturday, 10 to noon at Calavan Kia in Lithia Springs on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Guys, as we talk about this, it's big news because it's one of these things we've been waiting on. It came down today. And again, I want to kind of just be clear on what Rich McKay said. Rich McKay is head of the competition committee. Obviously works for the Falcons. He's saying the ban mm-hmm. was proposed by the competition committee and the players' health and safety committee. And it still got voted down.
Yeah, but they still didn't get the votes. They needed two more teams.
Correct.
But look, Roger Penske, that's coming up later in Guy talking about Indy. But Roger Goodell wants this. And he'll get it. They just came up two votes short. They'll get it. at some point, unless maybe buoyed by this vote, some teams that were on the fence, as you said earlier in the first segment, maybe say, well, we'll put our toe in the water on the tush push.
Why not?
I'm just saying, if there's ever a team, because we're so close to it here in Atlanta, we've needed short yardage and haven't been able to get it over the years. And this goes back during multiple coaches, multiple quarterbacks. I mean, you could take this all the way back to like the days of Chris Chandler. We struggled at times getting short yardage. You know, save for the years that Jamal Innes was toting the rock. So it'd be something I'd like to see.
Yeah, if you I think if you have a dynamic running back like Bijan Robinson or Tyler Allgeier, who sometimes doesn't get the ball in these situations, which can be perplexing. But I think when you have a you know, talented running backs.
But as you said, running a jet sweep on fourth and one is
criminal. It's ridiculous. And even if it's Bijan, we're running right at you, right here off the A gap. We're running right at you, okay? That's what should be happening. And if we're not good enough to get it, then we don't get it. But this idea like you're going to outrun me to the edge, it doesn't happen in the league, man. And that's why sometimes it's so frustrating with the play calling. I get it. You're trying to switch things up. Maybe you think they're expecting something. But my point is, if we've got, and we do, talented running backs, I shouldn't be sweating third and one. I shouldn't be sweating fourth and one in the red zone if we want to push it and go for it. But if you wanted to add this play, and Falcon fans, this is my question to you. Who's running it? Michael Penix ain't running this.
No, Tyler Allgeier.
Who's running it?
Tyler Allgeier. I mean, again, well, maybe we don't use it, but there's certainly some athletes on our football team that can, that are experienced with a leg press. If that's a prerequisite for this, they can run this play.
Now, well,
is Ryan Nuziel qualified to do this the way the Eagles, part of the reason they're so successful, they've got one of the great offensive lines in recent history in the league.
They do, but remember, you also get to push guys in the back, which is part of the complaint of this play. So my point is, if it's Pitts, hypothetically, lined up, he takes the snap, and you got two guys behind him who are pushing him because that's the argument here, assisting a runner. That was what teams were complaining about that didn't want to be a play.
The thing is, but the NFL, and we talked about this, and I know this is a weird part of the argument, so bear with me on this. They allowed this 5 or 6 years ago, and that's why I think the Eagles adapted it, when the NFL stopped the forward progress whistle. We used to get that quick whistle on forward progress, and as a fan, you go, whoa, we're still moving the pile. And then if you notice, they started to allow that play to evolve. So that play also continued. So the NFL kind of created this monster. If you go back and watch it, they used to really draw a line. Oh, no, that's it. They'd be really quick whistles. Now they eat the whistle. Plays evolve before we even get to the tush push when a running back is being pushed outside the outside the hash marks. So it just, to me, the NFL kind of created this atmosphere. So the Eagles took it and ran with it.
Yeah. All I'm saying is you get that assistance.
Right.
And anybody can be taking the snap. So I'm just saying, Falcon fans, if we're going to incorporate this, and I'm saying we are, if we would, who's running it? Because I'm not running it with Michael Penix.
Oh, no. God, no. And I wouldn't run it. I might not even run it with Bijan. I might run it with a guy like Tyler Allgeier, who's kind of a torquey bowling ball of a dude who can maybe get there in that angle and get under or get between the pads and make it work. I know we've got tight ends now. I don't know if you want Charlie Warner pushing from behind.
That wouldn't be bad.
Those dudes.
That wouldn't be bad.
But, I mean, or you take somebody from the defense. You know, that's one of the other things. You know, in the old days, you can take, you know, hell, you can use Taquan Graham and have, have one of your big guys pushing the meat from behind. Push that meat in the bun.
Push that meat. Hey, I'm telling you, it's legal. The fact that Ra and I think many other coaches didn't want it doesn't matter now. And if it's legal, we should incorporate it. That's all I'm saying. Like, we should do it too. At some point, I'm not telling you every game, but we should do it. We should have that play in our playbook. Right. All right, we're coming back. We got to talk about what the Braves did last night and what they didn't do. Also, the Atlanta Dream. Did you see this? I mean, they beat Caitlin Clark last night. Now, Caitlin Clark and company, Indiana Fever, are coming to town here before the end of the week. But that was a really entertaining game last night. Clark had 27-11. But credit to Brittany Griner and Ryan Howard. They balled out last night. We'll talk about it coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
6 minutes.
I think of New Jack City when I hear this.
Y'all don't know about this.
Yeah, I hear this.
Come on.
I hear this there at the club. Nino Brown is holding court.
I got so many memories of this.
Ice-T is staring them down.
Yeah, no doubt. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I want to kill you so bad, Mark.
Hey, man, Commissioner Roger Goodell, he's also going to, and we're going to talk more about this at 3 in about 15 minutes, is going to get a contract extension. Not surprised at all, but he was talking about all the things that happened today, and, you know, that includes the fact that the owners will continue to talk about this. Again, they'll meet again next year. This, now that they make the decision, it's in place. They'll meet again next year, and we'll see what happens. But Mike, you know, a lot of people are hitting me up and saying, hey, man, Mike's right when you talk about coming up with a creative way to do something that's legal in the presence of what the rules are, right? I mean, right. The current rules, it's legal, and you do it better than anybody else, and then everybody gets mad because you do it better than anybody else, and now they want to ban it. And I said, you're right, which is why the whole safety concern aspect of this, whether we like it or not, came into play. Yeah. See, when you want to change something, you know what you do? You scare people. That's what you do. You tell people, that play, my goodness, your star players, those guys you're paying a lot of money up front could be injured. You're paying your defensive tackle $100 million. And all of a sudden, owners get a little antsy. That's what happens. So the safety aspect of this is we're going to have our committee look at it, and they're going to give us the information. And then the competition committee presents it. And obviously, the Packers were saying, hey, we don't think it's fair. And behind the scenes, you had all these other owners going, we don't either. But it still gets passed today
but again, by
saying, hey, we think it's okay by 24 votes. Or should I say, 24 votes. They needed two more votes to get. They had 22. They needed two more votes to ban it. It gets passed. But Mike, I think that's really what we're talking about.
But again, you're telling how the process, you know, air quotes, supposedly worked out.
Yes,
the commissioner doesn't like it because aesthetically, it's not an attractive play. It doesn't really move the needle. A lot of folks feel it's a boring play, which again, by definition of what football is supposed to be, yeah, it's kind of a boring play. Unless again, you're the Eagles and you're getting the results with it. So yeah, the competition committee. This thing got rubber stamped. They want to kill it. So under the auspice of player safety, which again, there's not one documented case of anybody on the opposing team or an Eagles player being injured in this play. So if someone can find that for me on the internet, because I've been looking for it all afternoon, you can send it to me.
It's not going to be there. The Health and Safety Commission or whatever, that's probably some folder, Mike, that only the owners get to see.
And there's four or five guys or six guys on the committee. But, I mean, the commissioner's got an agenda. He wants this thing gone. They're pushing it. You know, how do things happen in the NFL? Like when they had John Mara, one of the Giants owners, had a problem with players being just, oh, my goodness, so over the top with their hand gestures and taunting. Remember all that crap? Then if somebody has an agenda, it's just like it's politics. It's like you're lobbying your fellow senators. Hey, let's get this thing passed. So they work the room. Who amongst the owners? You build a consensus. Let's get this thing done. They ran this up the flagpole. 2200 said, no way, not doing it, which I think is great. And I hope they keep pushing back at Roger Goodell.
I think it'll be banned next year. I think they've gotten too close to this. If this was...
Unless somebody else...
If this was like three owners who said, this is literally one vote away from banning it, and I just feel like somebody ultimately is going to change it. And to your point, who gets lobbied throughout the course of the year? What team loses because of this play and then has a different opinion about it? So I think it's interesting, guys, in so many aspects. But at the end of the day, it's still here. And, from a Falcons standpoint, I know our coaching staff and Roz talked about it. He did not like the play. From a defensive coordinator standpoint, problem is, what do you do? Are you stacking 11 dudes over the center? You can't.
Right.
Well, you can't do that.
The thing is, you know, if you are, you know, for instance, guys who didn't like the Packers don't like it, right? So Matt LaFleur doesn't like it. You know, I know that I guess the 49ers don't like it. So I guess Shanahan doesn't like it. Okay, so you're telling me you've got a 99.9% I can get a yard play. Okay.
Pretty much.
Let's see it. I guess your fourth down conversion rate must be 100%. Sure as hell ain't for the Falcons the last 10 years. I saw it. So, I mean, for the Falcons to be against this play, when we can't get short yardage, even with some great athletes we've had, you know, going back, you know, we could do it when we had Mike Vick because an army couldn't stop Mike Vick sprinting out to the side. It was the opposite. He used the speed off to the side of the hash marks. But here we're talking about a play which is pretty much for the Eagles bulletproof guaranteed. And you're telling me when I need short yardage, I don't want a piece of that action? I can't wrap my head around that, especially for teams that struggle in that area.
All right, man, we got plenty more to dive into. My man Dom. Dom, man, happy birthday to you. You held out on us yesterday, man.
Yeah, I typically don't try and make too much of my own
either.
Stuff.
I'm with you.
I appreciate that.
All the fanfare, I'm with you the same way. But happy birthday, man. Happy birthday to you.
I appreciate it.
Hope you had a good night. Mm.
So I didn't get to celebrate too much. You know, I had work in the morning.
Okay.
But Friday night and Saturday, I'll be getting to it.
You're all right. You're going to do something.
I brought cookies yesterday.
Yeah. I did have cookies.
Well, I got you something, man.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, I found out late, but I did get you something.
Yeah, I mean, I brought cookies, not knowing it was his birthday, but I brought cookies nonetheless. Yeah.
So I got a little something for you, all right?
I appreciate that.
All right,
sir.
Man. Glad you're here. Day-Day, our executive producer. Let's get to the Daily Download.
Story number one.
He just wasn't good. Four innings, six hits, four earned runs, gave up a dinger, three strikeouts. Those are not the numbers of Spencer Strider. And he talked about, Mike, he plans on using technology to help his game.
Don't overthink this, Spence.
I think it's leaning heavily on technology, number one. I think otherwise it's hard to have a direction. You want to make sure that you're evaluating yourself honestly, and that's something that technology helps you do. It's not gonna BS you. So,
how about you, Carl? When I was watching Strider yesterday, I was watching the velocity. I was watching every time they punch it up on FanDuel Sports. 97 was the top speed of the fastball. 95 as the game progressed and the pitch count went up, it went down to 93. His last inning, he did reach 95, but we're talking about a guy that was 99 to pushing 100.
Absolutely.
So this is kind of the new reality moving forward. This is just one start. I mean, guys, we just talked about Jalen Hurts. Even my wife noticed. She goes, "Is it just me or Strider have like the legs of like a power lifter?" I go, "Yeah, a lot of pitchers have that lower body, but Strider, it's kind of you see the work he puts in. I just worry about him in his head because he just sounded so disconsolate in some of the sound bites I heard last night.
Yeah, ugly loss from the standpoint when he left the game was still winnable. We did put some runs on the board, but he just didn't dominate the way you expected him to in this game. And when he doesn't do that with 75 pitches, 46 for strikes, you're going to have a hard time winning. And he said, "I wasn't good enough." A.J. Smith-Sharver tonight on the hill. Let me hear Brian Snicker talk about the loss to the Nats.
left a little bit to be desired, both sides, quite honestly. You know, it's something we talk about all the time, and it's hard in close games. You can't give mouths. We were fortunate, I think, in three of Spencer's. You know, we got free outs to get him out of the inning, or you know, he may not have stayed out there for the fifth. But you know, in close games, you can't do that. You know, you got to be more aware.
Strange game. Did you see that sequence when Abrams, local kid, by the way, he's at first base. The pickoff throw is errant.
Mm-hmm.
And then Olsen, I mean, it was one of the crazier plays. Olsen gets it, then throws a rocket that Austin Riley has to go, like, literally top shelf to get. And then Abrams tries to score from there, try from third, and they get him out in a rundown. It's kind of a wacky sequence. Apparently him and Money Harris both played together coming up in high school here, but that was kind of strange. You know, for the Nats to score three, then the Braves come right back and match it up, and then Strider gives up a run. So that's what he was upset about. Solo home run from Matt Olson. That was good to see. You and I spent all day talking about Murphy. Murphy 0 for 4 yesterday.
Mm. Not surprised. Let's get to story number two.
Story number two.
Hey, man, lots of stuff going on with the owners' meetings over the last 2 days. Yesterday, Mike and I spent a lot of time at the end of the show talking about this flag football thing. Here's Roger Goodell, the commish, talking about allowing the NFL players to participate.
I think this is news represents a great opportunity for the sport, for the NFL. It's truly the next step in making NFL football and football a global sport for men and women of all ages and all opportunities across the globe. We think that's the right thing to do, and this is a big step in accomplishing that. For our players, we think it's a tremendous opportunity for them to represent their country, to compete for a gold medal, which is the pinnacle of global sports.
Okay. I just wonder, again, who's playing? We're talking about, what, 10 guys we said yesterday, I think it was?
Justin Jefferson says he wants to live the Olympic dream.
Okay. All right. I just don't know how many guys truly are going to want to participate. At the end of the day, they now have the opportunity, which they didn't have before. Great.
I mean, personally, just me speaking for me, if I was an NFL player, I had that coin, just like an NBA player, I'd like to stay at the Four Seasons in L.A. and then maybe dip my toe in that Olympic Village, have some fellowship, meet some new friends from around the world, and then, oh, yeah, play some flag football. Maybe win Olympic gold, because who's going to beat us? In other words, get laid. Back to you, Day-Day.
Austria, Mexico? Mexico!
Yes. Switzerland.
Some great flag football teams.
The best, and their football IQs are so high over there.
Well, I was going to ask you guys, though, if we remember, the only reason we have NBA players in the Olympics now,
we got beat,
because our college guys kept getting beat. Because
John Thompson screwed it up in Korea.
Right. So if we find comparable players that don't have to be stars that can kind of go out there and get wins, maybe we don't even have to worry about NFL players really being in this.
At the end of the day, I'm better than Patrick Mahomes because of my IQ.
Yeah, guys like this, right?
That's the best. You're right. Best quarterback in flag football in America right now, who's better than Patrick Mahomes because he's got a higher IQ. UFL. I said to Carl, man, give me the top 10 players in the UFL, Carl. You get to represent America. Congratulations. By the way, good for Justin Jefferson. But you and I said it yesterday. You're telling me you'd want Drake London? Put extra work in the Olympics?
No, I do not.
Or Bijan, for that matter?
None of these guys. I'm just curious to see how that all shakes out. Hey, man, let's get to story number three.
Story number three.
Oh, last night, OKC goes up 1-0, 114-88. SGA doing SGA things. Not a great shooting night, Mike, but he ends up with 31 points. Bottom line is Ant-Man didn't play well. And if he's not going to play well in this series, they're not going to win the series. And he owned it afterwards, saying, I got to shoot more. Here is SGA talking about the difference between this team and the Nuggets.
Did you feel that at all during the game, that you have to remind yourself, oh, this isn't Denver anymore?
It felt different from jump. More like pressure-oriented. Feels like a little more physical, but at the end of the night, it's basketball. They throw you a problem and you have to solve it, whatever it looks like, and that's what it is every night, and that's what it was tonight. They had different coverages, different personnel out there, and we have to attack it and work together as a unit to solve the problems out there, and we did that.
OKC really blew them out in the second half. We talked about this before the show, the way they were collapsing on Ant-Man, kind of what they were doing at times with Joker in that Denver series. And the other thing is, here we go again. Don't you learn from the Celtics? 51 three-point attempts. Some of that because they got down by more than 15, so they started launching. Julius Randle was the only guy in Minnesota that could actually make a three.
Yeah.
Conversely, Thunder were living inside. They only took 21 three-point attempts.
They don't take a lot of threes. But I'll say this. I thought their game plan against Ant was excellent. And basically it is, we crowd the paint when you get in there. We're going to force you to make very hard shots,
right,
or you're kicking it out. And, you know, he's got to challenge the officials, Mike, to get in there and make some calls, right? Everybody's talking about how SGA was defended last night and how he got multiple calls that looked ticky-tack.
Right.
Ant-Man's got to do the same thing. He's got to force the officials to make some calls, right, in there.
Ant-Man saying, as you said, he's got to be better. Only took, he's like blank. Only took 13. Says, apparently he's going to get fined for dropping an F-bomb and talking to the media on the dais there at the podium. But either way, love Ant-Man's frankness all the time.
All right, man, coming up 4th and 1, Tush Push was not banned today. Votes were 22 to 10, two votes below the needed 75%. We'll continue that conversation. Why is Joe Burrow upset? Mm. Stay right there.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.